All right, welcome everybody this afternoon to our city council meeting. I'm going to have Chief Police Sam Williams, if you will lead us in our invocation, sir.
Please join me in a word of prayer. Father God, thank you for the day. Thank you for the rain that's falling on us now. We need it so much. We need the guidance of this council and those that are assembled here to help us through our most difficult times. We ask that you bless all that are assembled here so that we may do the business of the city in and for its betterment. These things we ask in your name. Amen. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Chief.
Set that there. Let's go through here.
Angel, if you would call the roll.
Mayor Ures.
Here.
Mr. Owen.
Here.
Ms. Heimbuckle.
Here.
Mr. Priester.
Here.
Ms. Rich.
Thank you. Next on the agenda, we're going to move to awards. We have service awards. Randy Allison, Russell Kern, and William Woods for 20 years of service with the Ocala Police Department. Mayor, Chief.
Come up.
Sure.
Both these children do a lot lot of work for us in the City of Ocala Police Department, and we're proud to have him and the squad and Kern and all of those working for us. So we're very lucky to have him. So, Billy, for 20 years of service, you should rush together and get some coffee.
Well, as the mayor was saying, I can actually go back to 1972, believe it or not. William Woods, Billy and I were the rightful age of 5. Our parents dropped us off at OCA. They didn't want us out until we were about 18 years old. But baseball, basketball, football all together. But Billy, do appreciate your service. And on behalf of council, recognition of 20 years of service to the City of Ocala in 2010. Appreciate everything you did.
Anything else, Mayor? It's Randy. Randy's there.
Okay. All right, Board of Education's next on the agenda. We have public comments. This time is reserved for anyone that would like to address council. Is there anyone that would have any issues they'd like to address with council? Speak now. Anyone? All right. We'll get into some things that I sure may pique your interest, and we'll line them up there at the podium. Next, we have presentations, and Mayor, I believe you have a proclamation. Kathy? Is Kathy here?
Kathy, come up. Anybody else?
For Parks and Recreation Month.
Anybody else?
Anybody else you want to bring? How about bringing them up now? We got some, I believe, Saul, Steve, just everybody come on up.
Okay, so we have with us today.
Come on up.
Some of our youth and some of our seniors representing participants of our programs. And then we have staff, Carla Chindama, she's running our pools this summer. Kelvin from Lily and Bryant Recreation Center and the Crosby Recreation Center. Stan Creel, he helps with events and the Crosby Rec Center. Steve Dixon does our athletic programs. Jason from the Fort King Tennis Center, he's one of our contract recreation providers. And Clark, why don't you come up? And Clark, our newest contract provider at Pine Oaks Golf Course. Anyone? And then, really nice guy. Candace Clatterball from Ocala Golf Club and Julie Johnson. And Jennifer.
Suzanne, we should have went down
the
there.
Science Center. And then to everybody else out there, how about our shop support folks?
We're really a small department.
I was going to say, we got some shop. I'm telling you, uh-oh.
We got room.
We got the shop board down here. We go.
Shop board department.
She's got 20 years. She's twice.
Glenn, did you want to come up?
Anybody else? Any counselor?
The most important man in recreation and parks, Bruce, should come up here. Well, Cindy's probably the most important because she gives us all the votes.
Wow.
Oh, cool.
Get the white angle lens, honey.
That's all right. How you doing, Clark? Good to see you.
Are you guys having fun at the parks?
But you got to come back.
Yeah. They usually are really excited. A little nervous. We're not doing a little scary.
They felt like
it was a little scary. No, it's okay. The county is a different issue. Sorry, Tina. Have the city give me your time to present this proclamation to read. Whereas parks and recreation are vitally important to establishing and maintaining the quality of life in our community.
And whereas parks and recreation programs build healthy, active communities that aid in the prevention of chronic disease, provide therapeutic recreation services for those who are mentally or physically disabled, and improve the mental and emotional health of all our citizens. And whereas parks and recreation are fundamental to the economic and environmental well-being of our community. And whereas parks and natural recreation areas pursue the ecological beauty of our community and provide a place for children and adults to connect to nature and recreate outdoors. Now therefore, I ran the U.S. by the virtue of authority passed into me as the mayor of the city of Ocala, of Florida. I hereby proclaim July 2010 Parks and Recreation Month in Ocala, and I applaud the efforts of all those recreation and parks professionals who work so diligently to provide these marvelous resources and service to our community.
Thank you very much.
Hello.
Good to see you, Dave.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Hi.
Yalman, how are you?
Hello.
Good seeing you.
Hello. Jim, how are you?
There we go. Oh, sorry. Hey, thank you. Good seeing you. How you doing, sir? The audience feeling left out, something you've done this week, you want to come share with us, we'll shake your hands because we're getting ready to get into the zone. It's not a lot of fun, trust me. All right. Anything else, Mayor?
For now,
we're good. All right. We're going to move into public hearings. If you're following on the agenda, it's number 5. And we have 5A, approve a final plan unit development master plan for Phoenix Heights, Busby Quarters, containing approximately 11.54 acres, located west of Martin Luther King Avenue between Northwest 17th Place and Northwest 19th Street. It's case PUD 10-0001, OPZ on 6-14-2010, gave unanimous approval, and we have a presentation from Mr. Zobler.
Thank you, Mr. President. As you recall, this parcel of land was originally a single parcel of land that was illegally subdivided. The City Council approved a rezoning of the property to a PUD on April 20th of this year. Our proposed plan shows 61 single-family home units in church. 50 of those lots currently have a structure on them. All properties will be required to connect to water and sewer by April of 2014. It's the City's desire as part of this master plan to ultimately install 4-foot sidewalks throughout the neighborhood when CDGB funds become available for that purpose. As a side note, the manager put us in touch with CSX recently, and CSX has adopted this neighborhood for its Tracks to Trees program, and they'll be providing free trees, crepe myrtles, palm trees, and live oak trees to landscape the front and create an interior park in the neighborhood, as well as a buffer of oak trees at the rear of the neighborhood to buffer the charcoal plant, what used to be the charcoal plant. So, staff recommends your approval.
So okay. Moved.
We have a motion from Mrs. Rich.
Second.
Second from Mr. Priester. Anyone in the audience have any comments on this item? Anyone in the audience? All right, I'm going to bring it back to council. Is there anyone on council with any questions for staff?
I think it's a great idea.
I have a question.
Very good. Mrs. Heimbachel.
There was a note in here somewhere that said that there would be no driveway access to Martin Luther King. Is there driveway access to Martin Luther King now, or is all that?
I know that there won't be under the new subdivision plan.
Right.
Ty, do you know if there's currently access off of Martin Luther King?
I think there is.
For the church?
Yes, sir. I need you to come forward, sorry. Just need name and address for the record, please.
My name is Pastor Brandon Cave, pastor of the church in that community.
Yes, sir.
The only access from Martin Luther King is on 18th Street.
Good.
Okay. So none of the houses, okay.
None of the houses off of Martin Luther King itself has access.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, sir.
I'm done.
Any other questions?
Nope.
Anyone else? And again, anyone in the audience with any comments or questions for council on this item? Angel, call the roll.
Ms. Rich?
Aye.
Mr. Priestley?
Aye.
Ms. Heimbuckle?
Aye.
Mr. Owen?
Aye. Next, we're going to approve a transmittal to Florida Department of Community Affairs for the request to change the land use of Commercial County to Retail Services City for approximately 11.61 acres located at 4850 South Pine Avenue. It's case LUC 10-0005 OPZ on 6/14/2010. Gave unanimous approval. Again, we have a presentation from Mr. Zobler.
Thank you. Again, this is the old drive-in theater and flea market property on South Pine Avenue. It was annexed into the city in 2005. Because the property exceeds 10 acres in size, it is a large-scale land use amendment that we have to forward to DCA for their comments. We expect to receive a report back in 45 days. After which time we would come back with a recommendation to City Council to rezone the property to B4 general business. At this time, we're requesting your permission to transmit that later to DCA.
Okay. Anyone in the audience have any comments or questions on this item? In this, yes, ma'am. Your name and address for the record.
My name is Jacqueline Brown. I reside at 1911 Southeast 52nd Street, Ocala, and our property partially abuts the drive-in. I've been present at a planning meeting that occurred last month, and I just wanted to reiterate and find out whether in the proposal there is adequate plans for the proper drainage and runoff, because some of the bordering places, not Bell Chase, but some of the others do have still well water, which we like very much, and septic and so forth. And while it was indicated there wasn't any clear and present danger from that, as property is developed, sometimes water can change its route. And I just wanted to be assured that that was in what proposals are set forth.
Okay.
There are currently no plans for redevelopment of the site. When those plans do come forward, there will be a site review process, which we can talk about stormwater and buffering and access points. But at this time, there are no plans to redevelop the property.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else in the audience? Again, this is just a request from staff for the transmittal to Tallahassee for them to give their blessings on the zoning change, and from then we'll move forward, with development plans and anything of that nature. So any comments from anyone on council for staff?
So moved.
Motion from Mrs. Rich.
Second.
Second from Mrs. Heimbuckle. Last chance. Any comments? Angel, call the roll.
Ms. Rich?
Aye.
Ms. Heimbuckle?
Aye.
Mr. Priester?
Aye.
Mr. Owen?
Aye. Next, we have approved case number 44191 for an alcohol beverage location permit for an on-premise consumption at Amrit Palace Indian Restaurant located at 3415 Southwest College Road. Again, this is Mr. Zobler.
Thank you. Amrit Palace is relocating to a new location, the old Shell's restaurant on Southwest College Road, and was requesting an on-premise alcohol beverage permit for the sale of liquor, beer, and wine. There are several other alcoholic beverage location permits in this area. Code enforcement staff is working with the property owner to correct several minor external code violations in the area, but staff recommends your approval.
Okay. Anyone in the audience have any questions? Is the applicant here? You don't have to, but do you have any comments or questions? Okay. Again, John, this is just not even change of ownership. This is change of location, correct?
Change of location, that's right.
Okay, so they're moving down. and the concerns you said you had?
It was just some parking lot issues, some striping and surfacing issues, and really minor issues.
That's being taken care of?
Yes.
Okay. Does anyone on council have any comments, or do I have a motion?
So moved.
Have a motion from Mr. Priester?
Second.
Second from Mrs. Heimbuckle. Again, last chance for any comments. Angie, call the roll.
Mr. Priester?
Aye.
Ms. Heimbuckle?
Aye.
Ms. Rich?
Aye.
Ms. Owen?
Aye. Next, we have approved the case number 44166 for an alcohol beverage location permit for on-premise consumption and on-premise consumption outside of an enclosed building, including golf course beverage cart at CC Golf Management, Inc., doing business as Pine Oaks of Ocala, located at 2201 at Northwest 21st Street. And again, with Mr. Zobler.
Thank you. This is for the Pine Oaks Golf Course. They're requesting an alcohol beverage location permit to sell beer and wine. The course has had a beer and wine permit under the city's name since 2000. We did receive one citizen request, an objection to the approval of this license, and I provided a copy of that for the record. Staff recommends your approval.
Thank you. And we did, you should have at your desk, we had one email. Ms. Laura Parker, good afternoon. Please attach, find a call from a resident that lives near Pine Oaks. She wanted her opinion to be known regarding the alcohol license going to the city council meeting. Actually, Mary Brooks of 2140 Northwest 21st Street called to say she would be completely against. She says it basically is a residential area and there are a lot of children. So we have that for the record. Is anyone in the audience? I know the applicant is here. We see him sitting right there. Clark, any comments, questions? You don't have to. All right. Anyone else in the audience wish to address this location permit for Pine Oaks Golf Course? Is there any comments from council?
So moved.
We have a motion from Mrs. Rich, second from Mr. Priester. Last chance. Any comments? Angel, call the roll.
Ms. Rich?
Aye.
Mr. Priester?
Aye.
Ms. Heimbuckle?
Aye.
Mr. Owen?
Aye. Well, Clark, I guess you're finally official. Now, if we can get the rain to stop, let everybody get out there and play some golf, you'll be in good shape. All right. We're going to move on now to item six on the agenda, second and final reading of ordinances, and all these are public hearings. We have one tonight, adopt ordinance 2010-57. An amendment to the Code of Ordinances, sections 46-71, 46-72, 46-92, and 46-93, concerning city-appointed golf and tennis boards. It was introduced by Councilmember Rich on 6/15/2010.
Mr. President, I move that ordinance number 2010-57 be adopted as provided by the Charter of the City of Ocala, except that adoption by sections on second reading be waived.
We have a motion from Mrs. Rich.
Second.
Second from Mr. Priester. Mr. Gilligan, any questions or comments?
For me?
Yes. I have you down here as presentation, so I'm just giving you the opportunity.
That's for myself. I have specific questions.
Okay. Angel, you want to read that into record, please?
An ordinance of the City of Ocala, Florida concerning city-appointed golf and tennis boards, amending section 46-71, providing for the reduction of golf board to 5 members and for the deletion of golf board membership requirements, amending subsection 46-72, providing for quarterly golf board meetings, amending subsection 46-92, providing for the reduction of tennis board from 9 to 5 members, amending subsection 46-93, providing for quarterly tennis board meetings, providing for severability, providing for the repeal of conflicting ordinances, and providing an effective date.
Okay. Anyone in the audience, any questions on this ordinance concerning golf and tennis boards? Any questions from council for staff? We do have a motion and a second. Call the roll.
Ms. Rich?
Aye.
Mr. Priester?
Aye.
Ms. Heimbuckle?
Aye.
Mr. Owen?
Aye. Next on the agenda, if you're following, we have the consent agenda. For those of you who may not have been to too many meetings, consent agenda items are considered to be routine and will be enacted by one roll call vote. There'll be no separate discussion of these items unless anyone, members of council or the public, request specific items to be removed for separate discussion and action. For those of you in the audience, if you have that list also on council, Is there any items that anyone wishes to pull for discussion? Anyone in the audience have any? None on council?
I need the contract in 7G approved, subject to legal review.
Okay. 7G, why don't we pull that?
Can't want table.
No, that's, he's on 10. He's going down to 10, yeah.
I'm sorry.
If I could get a motion, remove G.
So moved.
We have a motion from Mrs.
Part G.
Motion from Mrs. Rich on the consent agenda, all items with the exception of item G.
Second.
Second from Mr. Priester. Any comments, questions from the audience on the consent agenda and the motion? Rolling.
Ms. Rich? Mr. Priester?
Aye.
Ms. Heimbuckle?
Aye.
Mr. Owen?
Aye. And now to item G. We need to approve an agreement for providing electronic payment processing lockbox services. Presentation from Matt Brower. Mr. Roos, do you have any wisdom you could partake, give to us?
What I'd like to do is go ahead and have Larry Novak come up and talk about that. He's in charge of the customer service. He's the director.
It's electronic payment processing. Larry, you could just need a name and identification and a quick synopsis of what we have here.
It's Larry Novak, Director of Customer Service and Utility Services. This is an item that would allow us to divert some of the payment. Well, basically, let's start out by saying we take roughly or process roughly about 40,000 payments a month for our current center. Roughly 25,000 of those are done by mail. At this time, we devote two staff members full-time to processing those payments. The idea behind this is to allow us to go off-site in processing the payments and divert those two staff members to direct customer service issues. It is felt at this time would allow us to make better use of the staff resources without necessarily trying to increase staff itself.
Okay.
And that's basically the whole project.
Anyone on council have any questions for Larry? Does anyone in the audience have any questions concerning this item? Mr. Gilligan did request that this motion be subject to legal review. Do I have a motion?
I move that we approve G. You want
to? No, go ahead.
Pending approval for the.
We have a motion from Mrs. Rich, subject to legal review on this item.
Second.
I have a second from Mr. Priester. Again, any other comments or questions concerning this item? Ms. Larry. Call the roll.
Ms. Rich?
Aye.
Mr. Priester?
Aye.
Ms. Heimbuckle?
Aye.
Mr. Owen?
Aye. Item 9 on the agenda, we have introduction and first reading of ordinances and introduction of resolutions. The second and final reading will be July 20th, 2010. What's that? There's none? I've got four. Tell me now because I'm getting ready to read them. If they don't there, tell me I'm not seeing them. My eyesight's bad, but I don't think it's that bad. All right. 9A, we have introduced a budget resolution 2010-156 to decrease the amount of funding on local agency program agreement 428162-1-58-01 by $70,088. Do we have an introduction?
Nothing.
Mrs. Rich. Next, we have introduced a budget resolution 2010-157, amending the fiscal year 2010 budget to reappropriate funds from the fiscal year 2009 to the 2010 to cover grants pertaining to community development block grants that extend beyond September 30th, 2009. Introduction?
Priester.
Introduced by Mr. Priester. 9C, we introduce budget resolution 2010-158, amending the fiscal year 2010 budget to appropriate grant funds from the Florida Department of Health for a fluoridation project. Do we have an introduction? Ms. Heimbuckle. 9D, introduce a budget resolution 2010-159 to amend fiscal year 2009-2010 budget to appropriate funds from the Florida Department of Transportation for deployment of intelligent transportation components. Do I have an introduction?
I'll take it.
An introduction by Mrs. Steinbach. Moving on to item 10 is other business. Adopt resolution 2010-52 approving the local agency program supplemental agreement for the resurfacing of Southeast 25th Ave from State Road 40 Fort Mary Camp to State Road 40. Presentation from Mr. Zobler.
Thank you. This is a request to adopt a resolution that would provide a new supplemental LAP agreement for Southeast 25th Avenue to reflect that the bids came in $70,088 lower than was estimated. It just aligns the LAP agreement with the budget resolution. We request your approval.
Okay. I have a motion from Mrs. Rich.
Second.
Second from Mr. Priester. Anyone in the audience wish to comment on this item, resurfacing of 25th Avenue? Is there anyone on council with any questions for staff? Call the roll.
Ms. Rich?
Aye.
Mr. Priester?
Aye.
Ms. Heimbuckle?
Aye.
Ms. Olwin?
Aye. Next, request approval of award of contract for ITB 10-004 2009 Special Resurfacing Project, Southeast 25th Ave to Stephen Counts, Inc. in the amount of $448,552.02. Again, to Mr. Zobler.
Thank you. This item pertains to the one that you just heard. The city received three bids for this project. Mr. Counts was the lowest at $448,552. The project will consist of milling, replacement of asphalt, restriping traffic loops, and removal and replacement of curb ramps, and we recommend your approval.
Heard the recommendation from staff?
So moved.
I have a motion from Mr. Priester.
Second.
Second from Mrs. Rich. Anyone in the audience wish to comment on this item? Are there any questions from council for staff on this? What kind of time frame are we looking at? John, do we know? Bruce?
This project is set to begin on July 12th. I'm not sure the duration of the contract. Do you know what the duration is?
Never mind. I withdraw my question.
Sure what, I'm not sure what the contract is.
Just make sure it gets done.
That's right.
When it's done and the ribbon cut. Any other comments, questions? Uh-oh, he can't resist. He didn't come on us.
I do not have the answer to the duration. Resurfacing of the project is usually 120 days to about 6 months.
Okay. Sounds good. Because I'm just thinking about Fort King, too, and I know we're still on tap for Fort King, but all of a sudden we get a little bit of got a lot of projects going on in that small little area of the city.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Any other comments? I didn't mean to shut the meeting down with that question, but I was just curious. Call the roll.
Mr. Priester?
Aye.
Ms. Rich?
Aye.
Ms. Heimbuckle?
Aye.
Mr. Owen?
Aye. That's District 5, Ms. Rich. I just, in case anybody calls me, I have to give them some answers.
Okay.
Approved purchase of all items listed in bid 10-034 from Elite Construction of Ocala, contingent on its final acceptance of the city's standard contract terms. Presentation from Mr. Brower, and that will be you, Mr. Roos.
That would be me. I'd like to go ahead and ask Randy Hahn from our engineering division to come up and address it.
How you doing, Randy? Name and title, and tell us the story.
Randy Hunt, City of Ocala Utility Services, Electric Engineering, Project Manager on this project. So I'm here to help. What can I do for you?
Anyone have any questions for Randy on this item? Anyone in the audience have any questions on this item? Ms. Rich.
Are they having problems with our contract?
I'm sorry, no, ma'am. We actually placed the standard terms and conditions in the bid document, so they already know what to expect when they bid on these contracts. But since they're not actually signing the document yet, it's kind of formality. We bring it to you to approve the award of the bid and the process that we pursued. And then the last step is getting them to agree to the standard terms without exception.
Any other questions? I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
We have a motion from Mr. Priester.
Second.
Second from Mrs. Rich. Last chance, anyone in the audience have any questions for staff or council? Thanks, Randy.
No problem.
Angel, call the roll.
Mr. Priester?
Aye.
Ms. Rich?
Aye.
Ms. Heimbuckle?
Aye.
Mr. Owen?
Aye. Next, we have item D, approved contract 10-002 to Cogsdale Corporation for new customer services management system. And again, Mr. Roos, we will look to you.
Joe Roos, Director of Power Services. I'd like to have Joe Noel, who is handling this project, come.
Good evening, sir.
Joe Noel, City of Ocala. This project is FY10. Council approved a budget for $900,000 to implement a CIS replacement, a customer information system replacement. And this is, we've gone through the selection process, RFP process, and have come to a selection of Cogsdale Corporation. We expect this to be a standard software implementation. We're asking for your approval on the award and negotiation of the contract and also the execution.
You want to have any questions from council? Anyone in the audience have any questions or comments they would, for this item? Again, I entertain a motion.
So moved.
Motion from Mr. Priester.
Second.
Second from Mrs. Heimbuckle. Thank you. Last chance. Call the roll.
Mr. Priester?
Aye.
Ms. Heimbuckle?
Aye.
Ms. Rich?
Aye.
Mr. Owen?
Aye. Next, we have item E, approve the award of the citywide ground maintenance to Taylor Made Inc. for 1 year, renewable for 3 additional years if recommended by city staff and approved by city council, or authorize staff to negotiate the mowing services with the state of Florida Department of Corrections. So we need one or the other, and presentation from Mr. Phillips.
Last council meeting, we brought this forward with a recommendation for DOC. You asked for some additional information. We provided that. We've given you the pros and cons of TaylorMade versus DOC. In your packet, we've given you annual inmate mowing costs. We've given you some historic inmate crew costs, and we've also given you an estimated purchase cost of the equipment that's needed. What it amounts to is we looked at the worst case scenario, which was purchasing all new equipment, which shows that there would be a cost of approximately $67,000 more the first year, but there's an estimated $400,000 savings in the previous years after that with going to DOC. Be glad to answer any questions you have at this time.
Yep.
So
second.
Which one?
Hold on.
You can't do both.
You gotta pick one.
Yeah. We gotta do more than come to a fork in the road and take we've
it said approve the award to TaylorMade
for
1 year.
Okay.
No, it doesn't say R.
Yes, ma'am. We do have it. We have a
council wise.
Or negotiate with the state of Florida. So your motion is for TaylorMade?
Yeah.
Okay. Ms. Rich has a motion on the floor for the approval of the city to award this to TaylorMade Inc. for 1 year, renewable for the 3 additional years, if recommended. Do we have a second?
You have a second.
A second from Mr. Priester. Anyone in the audience wish to address council on this item?
Yeah, Dan.
You're in the audience, so
yes.
I'll go ahead and recognize you.
I want to start, as much as we can do this year when he gets his paperwork together, actually start the 1 year, October 1 of 2010 would be the first year. Don't count this year as what's remaining out of this year as the first year.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyone in the audience wish to address this? I'm going to bring it back to council. Do we have any questions or concerns, comments, staff?
I just want to clarify.
Yes, ma'am.
That if we go with the Department of Corrections, there are seven crews of 5 people. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And after the mowing or whatever is done, they will be available to do other things. Is that
yes,
correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you have we used Department of Corrections
yes,
crews
ma'am.
Before? And what are some of the other things that they have done around the city.
We've got three crews now. I'd like to get Glenn Kearns up here. He can express exactly what it is.
Sure.
Director of Public Works.
Glenn Kearns, Director of Public Works.
Just examples of some of the other things that Department of Corrections crews have done around the city, other than just the, I mean, I guess we're going to just have the mowing, or they'll be available. What are some other of those jobs?
We're using for concrete crews, like up on MLK right now, replacing sidewalks. We use them in alleyways, which cutting back alleyways so our cars, you know, people can get down alleyways. We have a litter crew set up with Department of Corrections. They pick up 17,000 pounds a month of litter in downtown area. We use them for all things, setting up for the Christmas parade, which we can work midnight to 5 in the morning. We pay no extra for any of that.
Okay.
That's very thing. They do anything we need them to do.
Okay. Do we have an estimate about how much time the mowing's going to take, and then how much of this extra time we possibly could have from these 35?
Mowing's seasonal.
Okay.
When the grass slows down, then we put them off doing other things, cutting back trees and things like that. But during this time of year, they would be mowing.
They'd be mowing most.
Mostly, right?
Okay.
Do you want to have any other questions, comments? You may want to stay closer. We may have some more. Yes, sir. A gentleman in the audience, but. Good evening, sir. I need your name and address for the record, please.
Tim McQuaid, 3318 Southeast 3rd Street, Ocala, Florida. My ex-wife, when I told her about this, I'm sure you remember me from the last meeting as being a contractor with the city right now, didn't like it. So she would have been here to present this tonight, but had some medical issues to address. But it was a petition basically going out and asking citizens of Ocala if they wanted inmates in their parks, cemeteries, and you know, working around town in close proximity to a lot of people. Overwhelmingly, no, they don't.
Can we?
Also, as I said last time, TaylorMade has awarded this contract. It is going to increase jobs in Ocala. I will be hiring more people, buying more equipment. If it goes to DOC, then people are going to lose their jobs. Bottom line.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else in the audience? Yes, sir. Name and address for the record, please.
Eric Campo, 1241 Southeast 15th Street. Is there any evidence that there's rehabilitative value to the work crews mowing?
Does anyone have any answer to that?
Is it good in the long run for the lives of those people to be on the mowing crew?
Those people meaning DOC?
The DOC, yeah.
Wouldn't think so.
I don't know that anybody's got that. I don't know that anyone has that answer, sir. I mean, they're in the orange and white jumpsuits by, you know, choices they made. And where it goes from there, I don't know. I guess it's up to the individuals to whether or not they get rehabilitated.
It's a relevant consideration, though. So that's what I'm asking.
I appreciate it. I'm sorry we don't have that answer. Anyone else in the audience? Anyone? Sir, Yes. Yes, sir.
Was that for everybody? Is that just one topic?
It's coming around.
Name and address. Sorry to call you out.
Brett Taylor, Grill Beach.
And this TaylorMade Inc. is your company, correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
You are currently doing work for the county, correct?
Yes.
I know you had mentioned that in the last meeting, but you can you just real quick tell us, I mean, what you're doing with the county, for the county right now?
Anything that the county owns, roadways, retention ponds, city buildings, boat ramps, parks, we mow it off. The only thing we don't do for the county are utilities.
Okay. Again, if you and understanding where we got to this from our standpoint of having contractors, you know, kind of walk off the job and kind of leave us hanging, just as we sit here and you have those concerns, I mean, can you address those concerns? I mean, it put you on the spot, but We do have a motion on here to give this to you, Ms. Rich, in a second.
You asked for a $1 million bond. It's, the bid bond has been requested. We supplied that with you. Like I said, my bond company supplied that, intends to supply the other part. So, you know, you have a bond to my failure if there was to be that, you know. So, my question back to the city, you're on a state contract. So when you buy equipment, are you buying it locally, supporting the city of Ocala? Are you supporting somewhere in the state of Florida? That was one of my questions, that, you know, you start pondering things around and trying to keep the money circulating in the city. That's become our main concern. I mean, I want to help as many as you can. We were given a statistic of 54,000 people in the city, 18,000 unemployed. You're gonna employ 8 correction officers. We try to plan to house as many as we can with jobs, whether it's full-time, part-time, anything to keep the money circulating back here.
Does anyone have any questions for Mr. Taylor?
Yeah.
The sound buckle.
Could you just comparatively describe the amount of work in the county versus what it's going to be in the city? Is the city half as much, 10%?
Currently, right now, I think the number last year was somewhere around 1.3 million.
For the county?
For the county.
Okay.
So justifiable, I would say the area that we cover for the county is way more widespread than the city.
Okay, but you don't have like
the city is more confined.
So the city is like going to be like 10% of what you do for the county, or?
I would say it's probably your time frames are tighter, so I would say you're probably to give you an exact.
Yeah. Number, okay.
I mean, you have a substantial amount of work.
Right.
No doubt.
Okay. Thanks.
No problem.
Any other questions, Ms. Rich?
I don't have any question for him except that $1 million bond should keep him from walking off from the job.
Correct.
But if he's worked for the county, how long has he worked for the county?
Since
01. Mm-hmm. It's highly improbable that he would do that.
Correct.
And my main reason is to give work for people walking around the city of Ocala that
right.
need to feed their families. The inmates get 3 meals a day. They got somewhere to live. And I think the Department of Corrections got a whole lot more money than Mr. Taylor, is that your name?
Yes, ma'am.
Huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Taylor has. And it would be more beneficial for us to have people employed in this city than it would to hire those inmates.
Okay.
And especially when the difference in money isn't that much.
Okay.
Well, we plan on using local business here in town to purchase our equipment. Yardstop, we've been in negotiations with them on and off. We buy all our fuel from Florida. We use Mullins Automotive to work on our vehicles. So, I mean, our money stays here. I mean, it's not leaving. Just because I'm the owner of the business and don't live in this town doesn't mean anything. So, I totally respect your decision. You make the best for your city anyway, so.
Thank you, sir. Anyone have any other questions or comments for Mr. Taylor? Anyone else in the audience? Did I see? I thought I saw him on the hand. Does anybody else wish to address this? Are there any comments? We do have a motion for Mr. Taylor on the floor by Mrs. Rich and a second for Mr. Priester. Any other questions or comments? For the what's worth department, as far as I'm concerned, I did call the county today just doing some, you know, to see how they're work was going with Mr. Taylor. They were had very good comments for him and the amount of work that he's doing. I do appreciate, as we sit here week after week and push staff to be good stewards of our money and taxpayer money and do that homework, I do honestly do appreciate it. Some of the concerns I think that I have finally come to realize on this for the inmates and those who have put themselves in the position in their life to be in a green-white uniform in the bottom of a retention pond in the middle of July. It's obviously, you know, it's their choice, but I think Mr. Priester brought up some points in the last meeting of if there's a way for some of those, they're not there because they were got blue ribbons on their science projects or sitting in Sunday school. I think we do have a little bit better potential to get the work done from the private sector. And the one question that you raised, Ms. Heimbach, we're not going to lose access to inmate labor for any other thing that we have for cleaning up parks. I know, John, I know we went through the golf course renovation, that we do have access, apart from machinery, I guess, you know, picking up trash, picking up sticks and things of that nature, that we do have access to inmate labor throughout the city for any projects that we could deem necessary.
The department has, the Public Works Department has several state contracts now where they use inmates. And from time to time, we are getting county inmates, although those numbers are dwindling as Sheriff Dean expands his programs. But we do have access on special occasions.
So we, with this, if this gets awarded to Mr. Taylor, we are not losing any access to inmate labor for any other projects we may wish to deem necessary?
Correct.
Okay.
We have four crews now.
Okay. Any other questions, comments? Back to council one more time. I have a motion for Mr. Taylor, and with that, call the roll.
Ms. Rich?
Aye.
Mr. Priester?
Aye.
Ms. Heimbuckle?
No.
Mr. Owen?
Aye. Next, we have approved piggybacking off of Marion County's request for qualifications, number 10Q-001 for a three-year disaster debris monitoring service. And we have a presentation from Mr. Phillips.
This is approval of the piggybacking off the county's proposal for this. This is a no fee unless there is a catastrophe. We have a hurricane or something like that. This is a group that comes in and keeps our records straight so that we can be reimbursed by FEMA.
Okay. You've heard the presentation. Do we have a motion for approval?
I have a motion.
I have a motion from Mr. Priester.
Second.
Second from Mrs. Heimbuckle. Mayor?
Did we ever get approved by FEMA last time? Did we ever get all the money back, or all the money we were supposed to from FEMA last time?
I don't know if there was, I think there was some. Did we finally get the last of it, John?
There were several adjustments. They reimbursed us all of the money, and then there were several, say, there were two clawbacks when they subsequently came back and looked at our records. And those were just simply overpayments where they paid us twice for the same services. So, yes, we have been paid in full as to what's owed to us.
Okay, so this service will help us in that?
They help us keep up with the FEMA rules and to check all our paperwork. You know, the paperwork is key to getting reimbursements. And when they come back at you 4 and 5 years later and look at your records, it's critical that they're in great shape.
Okay.
And that this service will do.
Okay. I remember the topic of conversation about.
Yes.
Are you repaid from FEMA?
Correct. And I think 04, we went about 11 million in about 10 to 12 days, Bruce, very quickly with the two storms that came over top of us.
Correct.
And we were just in the, as you're going, Mayor, I think we were well into four years later still trying to recoup some of that money, 4 to 5 years.
I think we just got the last of it was settled just a matter of a few months ago.
Yeah. She's finally resolved.
So it only took them 6 years, so let's cross our fingers that we did.
Didn't get any interest, though.
Have one of those Bruce Phillips 100-year events we have about every 3 days.
Yes. Had three this year.
That's right. All right, we do have a motion and a second. Are there any questions or comments from the audience on this item? Any question, comments? Joe, did I see a storm's brewing? I mean, I hate to, there's no storm brewing. Never is there? Good answer. Does any questions from council for staff on this item? Call the roll.
Mr. Priester?
Aye.
Ms. Heimbuckle?
Aye.
Mr. Owen?
Aye. 10G, Mr. Gwynn called, I believe, and wanted this item pulled. So if no one on council has any objections, we're going to pull that item for the next meeting. Sure. Correct, John?
Yes, we'd just like to move to the next meeting.
Okay.
Please.
We'll pull that item, and that will be on the next agenda for the next meeting. We'll move on to item H, approve the appointment of two members to the Municipal Code Enforcement Board. Appoint one applicant to an annual term ending February 28, 2014, and appoint one applicant to an unexpired term ending February 28, 2011. And we have a presentation from Angel.
Do you want, no, we can do this.
We have these, this is the one important applicants that we have here.
Municipal code is the one application we made.
This is the one we have here?
Yes.
Okay.
It was left off the original packet there.
Okay. So we.
What do we do first?
Two members.
Code enforcement, okay.
Municipal code. Both of the same board, correct?
Yeah. I'll pass down the ballot sheets and just vote for two.
Vote for two?
Yeah.
For two. And, well, I was going to say we could go to the next item, but that's also an appointment.
Yes.
I'll tell you what, let's, because we need Ms. Rich in here for that. So with that, we're going to move to the utility report.
Mr. President, we don't have a utility report today.
Power's on. Here's our utility report. Things are working. Good job, Joe. Let's just jump around here. Mr. Gilligan, we're going to go to 13, City Attorney's Report.
Not a problem. City is contemplating adopting a sort of plan where I think the employees can put their money from, I think it's unused sick leave and vacation time into a 401 type plan. It would be managed by PennCorp. I was asked to look at it. The first page said, review your tax and pension advisor, neither of which I am. So I recommended that we hired Mr. Lowell Walters to do that. He gave us a price of approximately $4,000 to $5,000 to do it. We hired Mr. Walters a few years ago, him and his partner, to deal with a income tax issue with the IRS concerning the general pension plan, and we were happy with their work back then. So we're recommending that we hire Mr. Walters to review the PennCorp plan documents, and also ask council to waive what's a potentially conflict of interest. The Florida bar rules recognize two types of conflicts of interest. One is a conflict where a lawyer cannot represent a party. The other conflict is a conflict where there's a technical conflict, but it's a waivable conflict if both the potential clients are advised of it. I myself have that. My firm myself has that conflict when we represent Marion County doing their condemnation work, and this council has waived the conflict after advice that we have the conflict. Mr. Walter's partner represents Marion County from time to time in unrelated land use issues. A conflict of a particular lawyer is also a conflict of his firm, so he has that technical conflict. We don't see an issue there, but we need to advise council of the technical conflict and ask the council waive that if it does arise.
Okay, you've heard the request from Mr. Gilligan for retaining of Lowell Walters of Gray Robinson. Do we have a motion?
I'll move. Is he talking about code enforcement?
No. Oh, no. We moved on. We were waiting for you. We're on the city attorney's report.
I'll make a motion.
We have a motion from Mrs. Heimbachel on the request. We jumped around, Ms. Rich, waiting for you to come back. So
second.
I have a second from Mr. Priester. Mr. Rich, this is the city attorney's report retaining Lowell. You see there Lowell Walters of Gray Robinson to review and advise the city of Ocala concerning proposed PennCorp Inc. National Government Employees Retirement Plan and waiver firm conflict concerning partners' representation of Marion County in unrelated matters. So we have a motion and a second for that. Anyone in the audience have any questions or comments on this item? Is there any questions or comments from council for Mr. Gilligan? Call the roll.
Ms. Heimbachel?
Aye.
Mr. Priester?
Aye.
Ms. Rich?
Aye.
Mr. Owen?
Aye. Anything else, Mr. Gilligan?
No, sir.
Okay. All right, let's move back to 10H. And again, this is approved the appointment of two members of the Municipal Code Enforcement Board. Appoint one applicant to an annual term ending February 28, 2014, and appoint one applicant to an unexpired term ending February 28, 2011. And I think you have, Trish, you got our sheets. Okay. feel like we should have the Jeopardy theme song playing when we do that.
We can change it to a baseball.
I'm gonna discuss that.
There we go.
Angel, you want to tally those up?
Council, it's reappointment Jay Musley and Albertine Brown. Did I see his name correctly?
Well, we didn't differentiate who was, which one was what. I didn't. You know, which term is which.
Jay Musley.
One for the term ending 2014 and another one
right.
Entering 2011. I didn't put it.
Well, now that you selected two, why don't somebody make a motion for one or the other?
Isn't Jay, is the Mr. Musley is up for a new term, and the other one was vacated by someone, is that correct?
Yes.
And so
yes.
The Albertine would be filling the vacated position?
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Correct. Any further action we need to take on that item?
No.
Okay.
It's done.
All right. Next item, I approve the appointment of three applicants to the Ocala Tree Commission for annual four-year terms. Ending February 28th, 2014.
Okay. And again, I'll pass around.
Pass these out.
Ballot sheets.
While we're passing these out, does everybody like this format for these, or do we want to continue so we can do just like a voice vote on this and talk about this, or do we want to keep the Jeopardy style going? Vote for three.
Three out of four. Right.
And we've got what, four?
You don't feel that badly.
No. I have a couple items.
Is everyone comfortable with this format? I know we have two new members of council. This is where we go kind of go through this. And
what would be the alternative?
A voice vote.
A voice vote. We just talk
like
about
individual,
it.
We would say.
Yeah, you could say your three.
Would come
we can
up
go.
And we would go A and A to
correct.
Each individual person.
Correct.
Not any different in the past. If this is comfortable with everyone, it works for me.
Don't work for you.
Oh no, I'm just throwing it out. That always worked for me for 9 years. I don't have a problem. I'm just making sure with the new members of council just
I'm
to
okay
get their
I'm
input
good.
And make sure everybody's okay.
I'm good.
All right. Tally those up and
you send it back?
Yeah.
Send this one back and one more.
Send that back?
Yeah, vote for three.
Who's that?
I don't know. I think it's him.
Paying attention.
Sorry for disturbing you.
Did he have to? You didn't have to? Oh, he could have just voted for two. She's doing what she tells me.
No, I need to look through. Okay. Okay, the Ocala Tree Commission Council appoints William D. Reese, Phil Howell, and Malcolm Austin.
Okay. Any further action on that? Okay.
Done.
With that, we will move to city manager's report, and I will turn it over to Mr. Zobel.
Thank you. The first item, we're requesting that city council formally adopt the Vision Ocala 2020 strategic plan. This is the plan that was generated from your June 4th, 2010 meeting for your part of your strategic planning. This formal adoption of this plan will allow us to align staff and budgets and to set our goals to meet your goals and objectives.
Further request?
Make a motion.
Motion from Mrs. Heimbachel.
Second.
Second from Mr. Priester. Anyone in the audience have any questions or comments for this item? Anyone on council have any questions for staff? Any questions? Call the roll.
Ms. Heimbachel?
Aye.
Mr. Priester?
Aye.
Ms. Rich?
Aye.
Mr. Owen?
Aye.
The second item, Mr. Horst has asked that we submit his report to you, which is the written report of the items that have occurred during the last week. I referenced several citizens coming to visit him to talk about changes that are positive changes that are occurring in the city, as well as our review of some of the roads on the West Ocala and some interim reports concerning that.
Okay. You have that report. Does anyone have any comments or questions? Or Mr. Horst will be back for the next meeting, correct, John? John, Mr. Horst will be back next city council
meeting.
That's
right, he will be back.
All right, you have that report there. Is there any comments? We don't need to take action on this or anything.
No, sir.
This is just
information.
If you have any questions or comments, I'd urge council to track Mr. Horst down and go from there. Next, lost my place here. All right, we have that covered. Next, we have informational items. We have calendaring items. John, is there anything that from calendaring items you need to let us be aware of?
Yes, we have a city council workshop on Tuesday, July 13th to discuss the general fund budget.
Okay.
And also not on your list, there will be a dedication ceremony for Barbara Gaskin, Washington, for the dedication of the Senior Activity Center at her home on 2030 Southwest 7th Street, beginning at 9 a.m. This Friday.
Correct. And Ms. Rich, I have to leave out of town Thursday, so if you will let her know, just an appreciation and wish I could be there, but I will be out of town, so appreciate all the work in that area that you've done. Next, we have comments by the mayor. Mayor?
Yeah, just quick. You probably have received a letter for looks like we have scheduled on Friday as well as emergency preparedness meeting. Captain Wiley with this Emergency Operations Center has put together a meeting to kind of make sure we get everybody at the table and understanding, hopefully scare away any violent storms, but just along for state plan. So myself and Commission Chair Fytos, I believe, are heading up that meeting or so.
What time is your meeting?
9:30. So you're going to have to represent us, if you would, please. Also, one other thing, too, I just wanted to bring up. We in light of what the state did, red light cameras, we went back to the table working with the vendors, getting a little closer to sign a deal, and I just wanted to make sure everybody was still good with the direction we're headed, the installation of the red light cameras, because we did pass the ordinance prior to a couple of the new council members, to make sure that everybody's on board with going forward.
We're reviewing the ordinance right now, too, to make sure it's harmonized with the new statute. So I think I'll have a memo to the council about that next council meeting.
Okay. I just want to bring that. I appreciate that. That's all.
Okay. Comments by council members. Ms. Heimbachel, do you have anything you would like to
I don't have anything to
discuss?
Nope.
Mrs. Rich, any items you wish to discuss?
Nothing. I was just going to tell everybody, if they can, to come to Barbara's dedication.
Okay. Mr. Priester, do you have any items
for
staff tonight?
I don't have any. Thank you.
All righty. I want to give a kudos to Mr. Phillips. You know, I got to talk about golf. Sorry. We had, I believe, 6 inches of rain Thursday night on 36th Avenue in about 27 minutes. I mean, the skies opened up and it was coming down fast, but we have some drainage issues on the golf course there, the fifth green, with the slightest bit of rain has been going underwater, and had a little pipe installed and some reworking to some drainage retention ponds down there. I'll be damned if it didn't work. Good job, Bruce. It was handled the 6 inches of water quite well. So that was good. John, do you have anything further for council?
No, sir.
Anyone else in the audience? This is your last chance. Yes, sir. Need your name and address for the record.
Keith Halal, Ocala Wildlife Sanctuary, 2020 Southwest 5th Avenue.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to represent our contract to the council members concerning the duck issue, and also bring to your attention, City of Ocala Police Department has been having a lot of issues with contacting animal control after hours to go to the parks and local areas to actually recover these animals. I ask that you really take this in consideration and step up the efforts to get this solved, not only with the ducks, but allow access onto the properties when they're injured, and not have the City of Ocala Police Department have nowhere to turn to when it comes to this. And as a matter of fact, a gentleman back here, representative of City of Ocala, and one of our best friends is on the police department, Debbie Wobbler. After hours, they've been having no contact, and as a matter of fact, we're out of the county, out of city limits, but they've authorized the city police to come to our facility to drop off animals because of this.
Okay.
And if it's going to be postponed too long, you need to consider also, we are dealing with oil issues up golf. Our organization is federally licensed, and there's no guarantee. If we can get this resolved now, we can take care of the issues of the duck population and so forth. A couple months down the road, we might be so busy that this might end up getting long-term again, where you have several hundred ducks again. So, yeah, I mean, population's already increasing again at the parks. We really need to take control of it if you don't have problems.
John, where are we? Can you give us a little update? I know we've got some. Mr. Phillips, can you give us an update?
Yes. As you know, Kathy just got back from vacation last week. She's been catching up. We're in the process of putting together an RFP to go out for solicitations for somebody to come in and remove the ducks. As far as the injured duck is concerned, I just talked with her, and the county is supposed to take care of injured animals. She will contact them tomorrow to see that that's taken care of.
Okay. And as far as action from this council, I mean, do we have an agenda item coming down the?
No, sir. You approve our policy for maintaining feral animals and nuisance animals and this type of thing.
Correct.
And we're moving forward with that in order to use that policy, in order to put out the RFP, where we can have somebody come in and take care of the Muscovies.
You have a licensed facility right here willing to do it.
We've got to go through the RFP process because it is a monetary thing. And when we go through that process, then he can certainly apply.
Are you aware of the RFP that we've got going out? Do you have that? Will you be responding to that?
Yes, I will.
Okay.
Yes, and we did present a contract to you last month.
Okay. Mr. Phillips, go ahead.
Yeah. Through our purchasing policies, we've had to get everybody the same opportunity. There are others out there that want
Correct.
To do this too, so we've got to go through that, and that's what we're working on now.
And that proposal is out there, correct?
It hasn't gone out yet. Kathy's still putting it together.
Okay, and can you just the dates on that? When will that be?
Yes, we'll see if we can't have something done with an out on the street within the next week and a half.
And the time frame of that, a couple of weeks, 10
put
days?
We'll put it out for a couple of weeks and come back to council. Probably be sometime in August 1st, maybe the second meeting in August.
Okay. And you will, so you understand that,
yes,
will be responding. You have a presentation and a proposal, obviously, that you will present to
yes,
staff,
sir.
And then that will get to us, and then we have to go through and put everybody's name in the hat. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Daniel.
Mr. Priester.
Bruce.
Yes, sir.
He brought to our attention that the ducks are getting to be populated again. Kathy, are we doing anything about gathering the eggs?
That go around the park and pick up eggs. The problem is that the ducks get smarter, and you know they're all into survival. So
so they go further and further away. They do roost in trees, so they lay their eggs up in trees. And a lot of, well, fire department. So we go around the park and pick up eggs, but the ducks go further than the park, even onto private property.
So we are being diligent with trying to remove eggs from populace to keep the growth down.
Yeah, we're doing our part. Once, you know, once the ducks hatch, then...
What are we doing with the eggs after we gather them?
We throw them away.
Dispose of them?
We go daily to pick up eggs. I won't go into a lot of detail, but daily we're looking for eggs. There's a reason for that.
Well, you got inmates out there running around gathering eggs, or...
No, we have a ranger that goes around, walks through the park.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Priester. That just brings me another question. What about condominium complexes, apartment complexes? I happened to drive through one, as a matter of fact, yesterday, and there were SCOBA ducks walking in the front of the leasing office.
Yeah, those are private property issues that the private property owner would have to deal with, and a trapper would have to be called by the property owner to resolve that.
The basic definition of feral is that the animal belongs to the property owner on which it is. So in a private subdivision or a condominium, if it's on private property, it belongs to that association.
Okay. As pets?
As,
or who knows?
Who knows?
Do you get calls? I mean, because I was in a condominium company yesterday, and I didn't laugh, but I was like, I'll be damned, there's some ducks. And they were just free range. Do you get calls from?
We get calls from everywhere concerning every animal, basically, all across the state of Florida. We're one of the largest vertebrate centers, but we are on staff for and volunteer for state and federal. So we do get calls of birds and everything. And that's one reason I was bringing up the point about the county animal control, because since you've disbanded the animal control, we have a soar in numbers of calls, because first off, the county does not do anything considered feral besides domestics.
Okay.
So, and we do a lot of calls all over.
Disband, there's another way to put it, was consolidation. We didn't just get rid of it, but obviously it's something that we need to revisit that and get with the county. It was a consolidation of animal control with the county,
And if I may make a suggestion, I would suggest strongly bring it back, because the services that you're receiving in the city, it's not there, and unfortunately there might have been some issues in the past with the city operating it, but it was better service than what the county's offering right now. You put out a lot of money, you put out a lot of equipment to the county, the service is not being there. When the City of Oconto Police Department has a roaming dog, they can't even get an officer out there to take care of it, or a wild or domestic, period. You know, that's a waste of taxpayers' money for a while. And at least when you had the animal control through the city, the service was there, they responded to it.
We are about 6 months into, or maybe it's longer than that, I'm sorry, but are we about 6 to 8 months into consolidation?
At least 8 months into that.
So we're close to coming up on a year here then, mm-hmm. And it may be good to have some just sort of report, as you're saying, just a report that we can have in the, you know, nothing earth-shattering, but just kind of a...
Yeah.
Calls and service, and
sure.
and what are we seeing from the community? As you're saying, just kind of where we stand, kind of an update with how it's working out with the consolidation with the county, and
sure.
So we can maybe see some numbers and some things, and
we'll provide that.
May need to revisit that.
Yeah, Dr. Cohen, and tell us about the raccoon.
Exactly. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
Really.
There we go. Couldn't get through the meeting without talking about golf and ducks. Any other comments before we adjourn? Again, anybody on council have anything left?
I'm proud of you. You should do this every time.
I'm going to need a raise.
You didn't take the first vote till 5:30.
Real quick. Last, it's going. We are adjourned. Thank you. I was trying. I'm bringing ducks in every week of the series. 7 o'clock.